From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. With the two-month-old cessation of hostilities in Syria rapidly disintegrating, the United States is trying to expand cooperation with Russia. U.S. and Russian officials are working to reinforce ceasefires in Latakia and a suburb of Damascus, including talks between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Meantime, there are concerns about the ongoing violence in the city of Aleppo. U.S. military has disciplined 16 service members, including a two-star general, for their roles in a deadly airstrike on an Afghan hospital last year that killed 42. General Joseph Fotel, the head of the U.S. Central Command, says an investigation found the tragedy was the result of an extraordinary, intense situation that included multiple equipment failures.
The investigation concluded that certain personnel failed to comply with the rules of engagement and the law of armed conflict. However, the investigation did not conclude that these failures amounted to a war crime.
The general said the hospital, operated by Doctors Without Borders, was mistakenly attacked and the real target was an insurgent stronghold about 400 meters away. Rescue crews in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, searching for survivors after flooding caused a seven-story residential building to collapse, trapping an unknown number of people inside. The large residential building was located in a low-income, highly populated neighborhood in Nairobi called Huruma. Heavy rains caused flooding and landslides in many areas of the city. This is VOA News. The future of Africa's elephants and their habitats is the focus of a three-day high-level summit in Kenya. VOA's Joel Craig is attending the summit and has our report.
More than 200 people from the business, diplomatic, conservation, entertainment, philanthropic, and tourism communities attended the first day of Giants Club summit talks near Mount Kenya on Friday. The goal is to find ways to stop the slaughter of Africa's elephants. And perhaps more importantly, for government leaders to flex their political muscle in support of the cause. Kenya's President Kenyatta gave the opening address.
The protection of giants, therefore, requires the combined wisdom of our elders, as well as the hope of our youth.
Kenyatta's attendance at the summit, along with Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni and Gabon President Ali Bongo Ondimba, makes the event the highest level of its kind. Panelists Friday covered issues like the importance of properly training and motivating wildlife rangers, building a strong judiciary, and getting communities on board with conservation efforts. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nanyuki, Kenya.
In U.S. politics, Donald Trump has taken his presidential campaign to the state of California, bypassing hundreds of protesters outside the California Republican Party's annual convention near San Francisco late Friday. The night before Trump addressed supporters in the Southern California city of Costa Mesa, protesters had gathered there as well. Trump remains the Republican frontrunner ahead of Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich. For the Democrats, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton still has a considerable lead over her opponent, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. She also has a 9-point lead over Trump and would be the next president if the general election were being held today rather than in November. President Obama and his wife Michelle hosted the annual International Jazz Day concert at the White House on Friday night.
For 5 years, International Jazz Day's main event has been celebrated around the world from Istanbul to Osaka to Paris. So we couldn't be prouder that this year, jazz comes back home to America.
And there were many performers on hand on Friday night, including Aretha Franklin.
I've been so many places in my life and time.
Other artists who performed included Hugh Masekela, Herbie Hancock, Diana Reeves, Al Jarreau, Diana Krall, Sting, Dee Dee Bridgewater, many, many more, including Buddy Guy. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.